Yeah, I've got the bigger brother, the H3 that I'm talking on right now. I have an H3 that I will probably keep it on GMRS. This one here, I'll probably move it to 2 meter and 70 centimeters if and when I get that that license passed. I was going to take the test yesterday, but I missed the cut to get it in time. For the money, I mean, they're easy to program. I mean, everything's done for you pretty much. You just got to put the tones in and you go ahead and start talking. I got a Balfang for Christmas from a niece, and I got all the numbers in it. I think it's locked out to talk on GMRS. And then they showed on YouTube how to unlock it. That still wouldn't unlock, so that would probably be a 2-meter radio as well.
Yeah, I think, yeah, my daughter had a mouth thing. I think it's not an EZ5R. It's a different model, but I'm trying to figure out how to program that. I just figured out today I had to buy a cable for it. Just found Chirp and started messing around with that. So just trying to get two radios being able to communicate. She lives over at 4th Street, so not too far apart.
Oh, yeah, that should be a piece of cake. If that radio is allowed to be programmed for GMRS, I know some of them, you're able to like push the PTT button down and the button beside it down, and there was another button you had to push down, too, while you turn it on. And if you go on YouTube, they show you how to do it, and mine still didn't change, so... but, yeah, if you get it going, I mean, it'll be a piece of cake. The worst thing you have to do is buy another H3.
Yeah, roger that. Pretty much learned the H3 and how easy that is with the Bluetooth. So just figured out after she gave me a bag full of stuff, and she says, I don't even know what I got here. So she came over for Christmas, and I just went through it and tried to figure it out. I just had to order a data cable for it. I should have that tomorrow, so I'm going to try and get that up and running.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, TID Radio also comes out with a little plug-in you can plug in the side to do the Bluetooth. And I was doing mine with a Bluetooth, and I'd have them all plugged in, and I'd send it, and different frequencies would show up. And I'm wondering, what the heck am I doing wrong? And I think it's because I had my VPN on my phone. It thinks I'm in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, roger on that. I can tell you what happened to me. I tried doing that even on the TID 3 one time, and it turned it on. It was all Chinese, and it was all messed up. Channels were messed up. I don't know what happened. I did see that OD master, but must have not had something. It was not very hard to get back to normal. I had one already done, and I just cloned it over to the other one. It was pretty easy with Bluetooth.
Yeah, roger that. I did that once, too. Oh, no. Time to get out the manual.
Well, I'm going to get up out of here and try and figure out some more of this stuff here. So, thanks for the convo. Anytime you want to talk, WSC 892 on the side.